connected to Christ, and I know that's the case here. We need to be thinking of giving up a little of our time to serve others. And the new king's new message is about volunteering. Perhaps you might think of volunteering with us at the mission to seafarers. That would be really appreciated. Perhaps this morning is the start of a conversation between our charity and this church and neighbouring churches that you could tell about us. And then hopefully others will recognize the worth of these men and women as we try our best to help bring the gospel to them, as we minister to their physical and mental well-being. Jesus has given us a valuable lesson about worth this morning. We should value each other's company here in church, in our homes and in our families. And we should help greater with the society in which we live. Amen.
As we reflect on that message this morning, as a people of faith, we now stand and profess our belief. The Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, as those assembled here, we rejoice as members of your church whose foundation stone is Jesus Christ. We thank you for the leadership displayed by David, our bishop in this diocese, and by John, our rector in this parish. In seeking your blessing on the work of change and restoration taking place in the parish church, we thank you for the skills of craftsmen and others who are engaged in a variety of activities during these summer months. We also acknowledge the role of many people day by day and week by week in this parish. Continue to guide us with your Holy Spirit that we may work together in the days ahead as opportunities arise through the ministry of word, sacrament, and prayer, that we may promote your good news and bear witness to your love. Lord, in your mercy. Today, known in some circles as Sea Sunday, we ask that you continue to bless the work of the Mission to Seafarers and of all who minister to seafarers and their families throughout the world. While aware of the service of the mission in many countries and ports, including Vancouver, where the senior chaplain is our son, Peter Smith. Locally, we pray for the mission in this city and for the Reverend Mark Reed, its chaplain. We thank you for the willing ways in which volunteers, including Jeff and Eleanor Launchbury and others here this morning, give of their time and their talents. May all who serve on the seas and oceans be helped and encouraged through loving care and service. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for peace in our world and trust that the days ahead here in Northern Ireland may be marked by tolerance and acceptance of diversity. In areas of the world ravaged by violence, including the Ukraine, we pray that all victims will find hope, even when struggling with the effects of war and unrest. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for summer holidays and for all times of rest and recreation. Give refreshment of body and mind to parishioners and to all known to us, including the rector John and his family, and the choral director organist Joe and his family, that they may return home and to their work with new strength and renewed vigour for what lies ahead. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, in whom we by faith trust you in every hour of need, comfort those who are faced with apprehension, uncertainty, or distress because of medical information received or sickness. Enlighten the minds of those who are your agents of help and healing in hospitals and in places of care in the community. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for all approaching the end of their earthly lives, and also for those who have suffered the pain of bereavement. Support and deepen the faith of the sorrowful with the assurance of your goodness and love. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please stand. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The offertory hymn, number 576.